You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
He did not leave himself without witness. The first witness being, he did good. The simple fact is that God is good. God was given the credit and the glory for everything there in Lystra. Number two, the second witness was rain. The third witness was fruitful seasons. These things witness to God. God is good. God himself provides the rain. Jesus says he causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. But don't forget where it comes from. It comes from him. These things witness to God. God himself is responsible for the fruitful seasons we enjoy. God indeed has left himself a great witness here on earth. Paul is saying, don't take these things for granted. God is the one responsible. And God has not left himself around here without witness either. Psalm 19, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Okay, down to verse 19. Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. Key assumption. That's Acts 14:19. Paul seems to be dead. Some people, early church history believes that Paul was dead. The year, approximately 46 BC. And guess what else happened to Paul at this time? Let me read it to you. Let me let him tell you personally. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. Paul speaking. He says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, now do the math, this was written around 58 or 59. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, out of the body, I don't know, only God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise. And he heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. So, again, that was written around 58 or 59. 13 or 14 years after this chapter in the book of Acts. It's highly probable that right here at this point is where Paul was taken up into heaven and wrote down. And it was more than a vision. He traveled into heaven, and just like he says, he heard things he's not even allowed to tell us about what he heard. Now, verse 20. However, when the disciples, so here he is, apparently stone cold dead on the ground. However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up and went into the city. And the next day, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. You know, you just can't keep a good man down, can you? not when there's work to be done. Man, this guy went through so much stuff. This is what a true apostle looked like. Verse 21. Looks like we're going to have an early day today. Verse 21. Now when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must with many donuts enter the kingdom of God. Sorry. We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. Dear God, is this lost on us today here in the American church? We must with many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. For it's an evil world out here today, is it not? An evil world that hates you? A world that's diametrically opposed to you? A world that wants to see you dead? You and what you stand for? Because you are a Christ follower and you stand for Jesus? Verse 23. Now when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. All right, now elder is the word presbyteros, where our word Presbyterian comes from. So, we got a Baptist named John, and now we got apostles turning everyone into Presbyterians and putting them in charge. No, seriously, elder or presbyter, as you hear, are those that preside over the churches. Here they call me pastor or shepherd. Greek word poimen, P-O-I-M-E-N, means shepherd. The pastor's helpers are servants or deacons. Another legitimate title for pastor is bishop. I love this word episcope. You got periscope, sees all, right? Microscope, sees small things. Telescope, sees far away, distant seer. But a bishop is an episcope, episkopos, overseer, is what the word bishop means. Overseer, episkopos, like the episcopal church is where it comes from. I love Greek. Episcope. Now, after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. Now, when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there, they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. Now, let's wrap up chapter 14, verse 27. Now, when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. So they stayed there a long time with the disciples. Key turning point in the book of Acts. And that is, it's not a key turning point. If it's not, well, God's plan does not just include Jews, sons of Abraham, or the descendants of Jacob's 12 sons. This is a key point here in these chapters, that salvation is now made available to everyone, just like Jesus said it would be. He said this gospel will spread from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria, chapter 8, and the uttermost parts of the earth, and that's what we're seeing now. The Jews are unbelievers at this time. Let me read that to you before we leave here again. But God's plan now and his plan of salvation has been graciously extended to the Gentiles. Let me read to you out of Romans chapter 11. before we're dismissed here this morning. And that is, what about the Jews? What about the nation of Israel? Is God through with the Jew? Now, of course, the answer to that is, Paul anticipated that question, and he said, are you crazy? He answered, God forbid it, the question in chapter 11. He said, has God cast away his people? He said, God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Verse 2, God has not cast away his people, whom he prognosco foreknew. Meaning, as much as God has foreknown you from the foundation of the world, God has foreknown Israel was going to do this. It's all part of God's plan. Nothing catches him by surprise. He had the foreknowledge. He knew before it happened this was going to be the response. But he's not done with them. Verse 25, it says, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits. Now listen to this truth before we leave today. Blindness, it's the word parosis, in part, that is not every Jew, but some, blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until, notice the next word, I'm in Romans 11:25 for those following with me. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until.
And that's where we're going to have to end it. To finish that verse, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And I believe, friends, that that's a number, that there's a number written down that's known only to God. And once that number is hit, then all the scriptures we read in the Bible about the Lord's closed door policy, as you can read in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, Matthew chapter 25, in both cases, even back to the ark, Genesis 7:16, where the door is shut. The time is coming where God is going to resume his plan with the nation of Israel, and that's going to come once this door here is shut. And many, the Lord Jesus said, many will try to get in. Many will try to get in. Maybe your sister, maybe your son, maybe your daughter, maybe your husband. Many will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, then that's all she wrote. We'll be back again soon with another program. You are listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.